This is an introduction to the Mind River meditation. You may want to listen to this introduction once or twice before you actually do the meditation. If we pay attention, we'll realize that our minds are crowded. An acronym I use to put all this together is the acronym SIFT, S-I-F-T. S stands for sensations. These are usually felt in our body or in our temples and on our head. I stands for images or pictures we get in our head. This can be memories of things that actually happened to us or pictures of what might happen in the future. F stands for feelings, and T stands for thoughts or judgments. SIFT can be positive or negative. Examples of positive sensations would be feelings of excitement, and examples of negative sensations would be a tension headache or a tightness in our chest. Examples of positive images might be imagining a future scenario where you're able to be with a loved one. And examples of negative images might be remembering the time that your father yelled at you or imagining your boss coming in and yelling at you. Positive feelings can be things like contentment, joy, excitement, negative feelings, anger, loneliness, sadness, depression, anxiety. Positive thoughts can be things like she had it coming or it's about time. Negative thoughts are more like I can't stand this, I'll never be okay, I'm horrible. Whether our thoughts are positive or negative, we have to remember that all of this is welcome. Our purpose is to just acknowledge it. It's not to push it away. It's not to ignore it. And it's not to get stuck in it or chase it. This is sometimes called observing mind or beginner's mind. What you're doing in observing mind is you're just noticing SIFT without judgment and without reaction. In observing mind, we don't try to chase anything, and we don't try to push it away. We just notice it, and then it dissipates on its own. For instance, there's a difference between saying to yourself, right now I feel angry, and saying, right now I feel angry, and I'm horrible for feeling this way. Observing mind is easy to talk about, but it's actually difficult to do. After all, humans aren't designed to just observe. We're designed to judge and then act. But it can be learned with time and practice. In other words, listening to this meditation or any other meditation by itself once or twice probably won't be enough. But you can get better at observing mind. You can actually rewire your brain so you can notice things without reacting to them. We use the metaphor of a mind river. Our minds are like a river that have a bunch of leaves floating on top of them, almost like it's the fall. Now, each leaf represents a different SIFT, a different sensation, a different image, a different feeling, a different thought. But every once in a while, as I'm just sitting beside my river, observing the leaves as they come and go, I'll get pulled into my river. For instance, I might just be sitting by my river, and then suddenly I'll have that image of my boss coming in, red-faced, yelling at me. And then I'm not observing anymore. I'm inside the river, almost drowning. Soon panic takes over, and then one thing leads to another, and I see myself as a homeless person living on the street. Even though this is not likely, my mind feels like it's true. So on some level, it feels like it is true, and it's going to happen. This is just an example of being pulled into the mind river. Now, in all honesty, I've been practicing mindfulness for about 15 years now, and maybe it's my ADD talking, but I probably get pulled into my mind river at least 5 to 10 times every time I meditate, and that's on a good day. But when it does, I'm happy about it. I'm happy because I just smile to myself slightly, think of a Mona Lisa smile here, and then I just get out of my river and start observing again. If I get pulled into the river 10 times, that means I am 10 times stronger at getting out of the river and observing. It's been said that mindfulness is getting lost 100 times and then bringing yourself back 101 times. What's the point of all this? Well, the point is to never confuse sift with self. Actually, sift, they're real, but they're temporary things. They come and go. After all, even though it may feel different, no feeling is final. Once you practice mindfulness enough, you'll be aware of your sift without reacting or pushing any of them away. And this will make you less impulsive and less likely to go on automatic pilot. We use the visualization of a river. Follow along as best you can. If you get lost, that's okay. Pull yourself back in. You'll get better the more time you practice. You're now ready to listen to the mindfulness meditation.